The Royal Commission into Aged Care will continue this year with its final report to be handed down in November. But some in the aged care sector are raising concerns about a federal government plan to change the aged care assessment process before the Royal Commission hands down its findings. In a surprise move, the federal government is expected to start a tender process in coming months to allow private companies to be a part of the assessment process. Dr. John Maddison is president of the Australian and New Zealand Society for Geriatric Medicine. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Cathy.
Could we just start with an explanation of the current system and how the assessments occur? This is for both, I understand, residential and in-home care?
That's right, for the more complex end of in-home care. If I just take it back a step, one thing which isn't always articulated in the Royal Commission process and in the media is going back to the fundamentals as to why people need to go into nursing home. And it's invariably because they have medical problems. So it's really important there's some medical input into this process. The history of ACAT goes back more than 30 years, where this was recognised by government. And that was really the origins of the ACAT process, where people had multidisciplinary assessments, including nurses, doctors, physios, occupational therapists, to assess their eligibility into aged care. And this proposed tender process is undoing that 35-year history.
So this is operated at a state level. What do we know about what's being proposed then with the, the introduction of a private company?
So what currently the ACAT processes are administered by the states on behalf of the Commonwealth, and they're run out of public hospital, usually geriatric medicine departments. So there's a really close association between geriatricians who are experts in the care of older people and the ACAT teams. We work hand in hand. The government's proposing that this process be put to market and private organisations will be invited to tender to undertake these assessments.
As a clinical geriatrician yourself, you manage an assessment team in Adelaide. What level of input do you have in this process, and how regularly and how formal are those processes?
Certainly there's very formal processes in terms of I manage a team and we provide the clinical governance and oversight. But the thing that's not really appreciated is how embedded the team is within our geriatric department. So literally the ACAT team sits 5 yards away from my room full of geriatricians. So there is literally contact every hour of the day and instant accessibility to that high-level expertise if it's needed by the ACAT team. And that's just going to be impossible to replicate in the private sector.
And is that your main concern about what's being proposed here?
Absolutely. You've got this process which is independent, sits in the public system, involves the highest levels of expertise and has been embedded in our system for 35 years. I haven't heard anybody articulate an argument that the system is broken. In fact, some would argue that it's one of the most functional parts of the aged care sector. And why you would proceed to change this now when the Royal Commission is due to issue its final report at the end of this year is hard to understand.
Wouldn't a private organisation be able to employ geriatricians in their assessment teams, though?
I think it's highly unlikely in a market-driven process where price will be an important factor that they will choose to do that. And in fact, ACAT teams across Australia would directly employ very few geriatricians. The geriatricians are employed by the public hospitals to undertake work in the public hospitals. So it really is a very efficient way of providing that high-level expertise. So I don't think there'll be less geriatricians employed by public hospitals because of this change. This isn't about jobs for geriatricians. It's the fact that we work so closely with the teams, and that closeness of association will be undone.
Yet the federal government says it will make the process more efficient and better for older Australians. According to the Health Department, under the new arrangements, the assessment teams will continue the same approach. It'll involve allied health, medical professionals working in the hospitals and in the community. Does that not reassure you?
No, not at all. And just saying something is going to become more efficient when all of the experts who've been doing this for 30 years say it's not doesn't make it true. And it's been striking to me as president of our society how I've been approached by senior geriatricians and other clinicians in every single state in Australia saying this is crazy. How can we argue against this and mitigate the risk to our patients?
Yet the federal aged care minister, Senator Colbeck, has argued that there are inconsistencies in the service currently being provided that need to be addressed with a national approach. Is there scope here for improvement?
Oh, there's always scope for improvement in any clinical service, and there already is a very strong national framework for how these assessments are performed. It's true that, like any delivery of health, there's some heterogeneity or differences between areas depending on what the needs are and what the resourcing is. But privatising and having multiple different private companies providing these services within different regions, I fail to see how that's going to improve things.
The New South Wales Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, has reportedly said that he's concerned about this. He says there's not a lot of logic in making these changes while the Royal Commission continues. Are you aware of concern in other states at that political level?
Well, certainly I think there is concern amongst departments of health across the country in terms of how this will impact the delivery of healthcare, particularly in public hospitals. And I think the very valid point is, why would you undertake this significant structural change and devolve this service to market when we're expecting the Royal Commission's findings in November? It would be a very simple matter for the minister to defer this decision for 12 months and see how this fits into the rest of the recommendations of the commission.
The Royal Commission has already handed down an interim report. Has it looked at this issue of assessments at any stage at this stage?
I don't think there's any very specific recommendations. In the interim report, there wasn't a lot of highly specific recommendations, and we're expecting those to come later. But the Commission certainly was somewhat critical of the marketisation of aged care and made some comments suggesting that might not be the ideal system. And this is marketisation of the assessment function, which is generally working quite well across the country.
Is there an issue here of potential conflict of interest involving a private company?
Well, that's an interesting question. It depends on the terms of the tender, I guess. But presumably companies who provide care will also be able to tender to assess eligibility for that care. And that's important because once you're approved for eligibility, those companies can then be in receipt of considerable government funding. I presume those things will have to be managed through the tender process. But
I mean, the department itself is saying that under these new arrangements, it will ensure that companies that run aged care services don't have an unfair advantage by being associated with an assessment organisation. Does that reassure you?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how they're going to manage that in the real world. Certainly at the moment, there is complete independence because you've got a public service that's providing the assessment, which is completely separate from the private delivery of care.
So you're raising this issue with us today, and as I mentioned, the New South Wales government has certainly raised some concern. Have those concerns been put directly to the federal government or the federal health department?
Certainly, we've been in constant dialogue with both the Department of Health, and we've written to the Minister Colbeck and the Minister for Health, and we're hoping they'll consider deferring this tender process and await the Royal Commission.
And what's your next step then?
We'll continue to ask to meet with the Minister and work with our state health departments to see what can be done about this. It's not too late for the government to change its position. As I said, the tender process will begin in the first half of this year, and it would be a relatively simple matter just to defer that for 12 months. Given these teams have been in place for 35 years, that's not an unreasonable thing to do.
And given then the concerns that you say the Royal Commission has raised around the marketisation of this sector, would you expect the Royal Commission, given that it is still assessing the sector as a whole, might have a view on this that it may express?
Look, I think it wouldn't be for me to prejudge what the Royal Commission's going to say, but certainly they have been critical of the marketisation and letting market forces determine how care for older people is managed. And I think this is one part of the system which works quite well and is truly an independent assessment separate from industry.
John Maddison, thank you for joining us this morning.
Nice. Thank you, Cathy.
John Maddison is the president of the Australian and New Zealand Society for Geriatric Medicine.